Hello and welcome to another podcast in my studio today. I thought it was lovely last week when we had three in here, so I have now gone for another three. And what year are you in?
Five.
Year five?
Year three.
Year three?
Year one.
Year one. I've gone for odd numbers this week. Last week I went for 2, 4, 6. I've gone for 1, 3, and 5. So we're going to start off with three clues to who you are.
I have three sisters and no brothers.
Three sisters and no brothers. Are they all in the school?
Yes.
Yes, they are. What year are you in?
Five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at maths.
Okay.
And I'm the best at gaming.
Oh, that is a big statement over there. Okay, let's go over to the next
person. I'm Clarissa's sister. I do wrestling with my dad and play football with my brother.
Really? I remember Faris at this school. Oh, you're getting a thumbs up from your friends in the podcast room. And who have we got over here? Three clues.
I'm in year three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at football.
Mm-hmm.
And I did double math. I do double math sometimes.
You do double math. Okay, have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got one brother and one sister.
How old are they?
One's 16, one's 14.
Who's 16?
My brother.
Your brother's not 16.
Yes, he is. My mum can tell you.
Joseph is not 16. And Emily's how old?
14.
No. Goodness me, we are getting old. In fact, I've just given you a clue as to who that person is over here. So who have we got? What's your name?
Samuel.
Manahill. And Usman. Okay, welcome to the podcast studio. So then, guys, last week's podcast winner with the riddle T starting with T, ending in T, T in it, teapot. The winner was Raoul. No fix either because he picked himself. However, I was looking in the podcast box. Samuel, you had put about 50 entries in the podcast box. I just kept on finding paper with Sam.
In. I did it all night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Goodness me. But do you know what you forgot to do?
What?
Put the answer to the riddle on.
Oh, yeah.
So I just got Sam, and no answer.
I knew it was teapot.
You knew it was teapot. And Zaria, she voted about a million times for the clock one as well, which was so unfair when she didn't win. But what we need to do is try and encourage people to put some more answers in and have a chance. So if you are going to enter this week, Samuel, what do you need to do?
Put down my name and put down the answer for the riddle.
Yeah, and then where do you put it?
In the box, in the podcast box, but I write millions down.
Yeah, well, you guys can't enter this week, can you? Because you will all know the answer. So don't give it away to any people who will. What is the answer? I don't even know the riddle yet, Sam. We'll come to that in a bit.
I've got a riddle.
You've got a riddle. Don't take it yet.
I have one.
Oh.
It's a hard one.
It's a hard one. Okay, wait there. Sorry. Okay, so whilst looking for riddles on the laptop, what was it, 56 riddles that will crack the children up?
How do you crack your kids?
Crack the kids what? Literally. How do you think you'd crack a kid up?
Fold it in half, then crack it.
And take them back.
Take them back? Gosh, this sounds great.
Fold them up.
Oh, Manahill's talking about wrestling moves here. Manahill. The thing is, I try my hardest not to say kids because you know what a kid is?
No.
A baby goat. This silence in the podcast studio. Yeah, it's a baby goat. So when people say, oh, these kids.
My dad kissed a goat.
Haven't we got a picture of that?
Maybe.
Yes, I think we have got a picture of that. How interesting. Right then, guys, do you want to read out this week's riddle but not the answer? Okay, all together. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
There's only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it?
Okay, just in case you didn't catch that. There's only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it? Okay, so answers in the podcast box. What should the prize be this week?
I know.
What should the prize be?
Pack of Maltesers.
A pack of Maltesers?
Not sweets this time.
Not sweets this time. Okay. What do you think?
last time I won this, I needed to go to the dentist.
If it's a boy, it should be an Xbox. If it's a girl, you can basically buy 1p.
Girls play Xbox too.
Yeah.
Goodness me. How much money do you think
I've got? How about if the boy wins,
they get a PS5 with a girl? £500. I've got £5.12.
As much as I would love to treat you all to a £500 gift, I really haven't got that in the budget. So I'm going with Samuel's suggestion of a big bag of Maltesers. That's going to be the prize this week.
What about PS5 for each? For the person who wins.
Dream. Well, I could use my £5.12.
£5.12?
Yo, I have
are you saving?
Hello, I have £499.
Samuel, don't tell everyone. Right, sit down. So, we also didn't have any suggestions of what you want to hear on the podcast. So I was like, what can we talk about this week? Because this week in school, people are doing history or computing. There's not anything going off like World Book Day or Careers Day. We've got after school clubs going on. Parents' evening's over. So no one's given us any suggestions about what you want to talk about. So I'm going to turn this podcast into an interview now.
Let's do like people's favourite things, yeah. Like some exercising or their favourite stuff to do.
Manahill, you are full of wonderful ideas.
What about people's favourite flips, like backflips?
Well, I don't want you doing any backflips in the podcast studio.
What about flips or cartwheels or crabs?
Right, listeners in, you can obviously hear our energetic people in the podcast studio. It's a little bit hot. Manahill's getting rosy cheeks. So, what I want to know is what's your favourite thing about school, okay? So, I'm the interviewer now, and you...
I'm last.
Get up. Right, so, tell me what you like about school, Usman.
Math and computing.
Maths and computing? Anything else?
Nothing.
No! Not your friends!
Oh!
Big shout out to all Usman's friends over there! Woo! Okay, so, well, that's a little bit about you. Manahill, what's your favourite thing about school?
Doing PE and gymnastics like crabs.
Oh, so you like pee in school? Yeah. Do you like anything else?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I like doing something about her, like...
Samuel's trying to tell
Manuel
what she likes.
I like biology and history and French chemistry and...
Do you like maths?
Yeah, mathematics.
Do you like comics?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
I've passed.
You've passed?
One score.
Passed what?
One score.
Oh, the phonics screening test. What year do you phonics screening test?
I think it's year two.
Nope.
One.
Year one. It's coming up in June. Yeah, Manahill's got it this year. You've got that. You'll be absolutely fine. It's the phonics screening test in year one. And then in year two...
When is it going to be the SATs test?
In year two and year six, they do stats.
Year six is stats in 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
Yes, I love stats.
I love it, Manahill. Right, come on then, Samuel. Tell us your favourite things about school.
My favourite things is doing double maths and lunchtime and meeting with my friends in break.
Oh, okay. What do you do at break time?
At break time, I either play Dobby off ground or I either go on monkey bars.
Oh, okay.
I'm able to do backflips on monkey
balls. Oh my goodness, be careful, please. We don't want no first aid accidents.
I've done them all the time.
Oh my gosh, especially
my brother one time was playing football and a goalkeeper, then accidentally someone kicked the ball on his hand and he...
Oh my gosh. Manahill's quite gruesome, isn't it?
I've got a cousin in London who broke his finger.
All right. Too much gruesomeness. So that's lovely. So have a think about what you like about this school, but also what you want to hear on the podcast, and put your suggestions in the podcast box as well. So have a lovely week this week. Despite there not being any special occasions, every day is special at Hogarth, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
So, do you want to say anything before we go?
Bye-bye.
Have a good week, something like that? Anything bye-bye. Motivational?
Bye.
No? All right, then.
Eat your 5 a day, kids.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Yeah, let's say au revoir, everyone.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.